I'm Shirley Griffith.
And I'm Doug Johnson with People in America in VOA Special English. Today, we tell about artist Edward Hopper. He painted normal objects and people in interesting and mysterious ways.
In June of 2006, visitors entered the redesigned Smithsonian American Art Museum in Washington, D.C. for the first time. When these people walked into the building, they saw two simple, colorful paintings. These paintings showed normal scenes from American life, but they looked mysterious and beautiful. American artist Edward Hopper painted both of these famous pictures.
Edward Hopper was born in 1882 in Nyack, a small town in New York State. From a young age, Edward knew he wanted to be a painter. His parents were not wealthy people. They thought Edward should learn to paint and make prints to advertise for businesses. This kind of painting is called commercial art. Edward listened to his mother and father. In 1900, he moved to New York City to study commercial art. However, he also studied more serious and artistic kinds of painting.